Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Frank Caliendo in studio, Donnie Baker, spoilers, and bananas. Right after this.
It's time for the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
Why don't you come to bed early tonight, honey? I have to get up early for that Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot tomorrow. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah, baby, I'll be there in a minute.
This has been the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Everybody breathe. There we go. Now get funky. Yeah. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Frank Caliendo edition. Frank is visiting the studio. Frank's a good friend of the show. Super talented man, superhero fan. Frank is also the proprietor of a couple of podcasts, Frank. They are called
Alan Frank, Try to Be Serious, and also Comic Playground.
Comic Playground. Al, the Al of Al and Frank is Al Jackson, our good friend. Now, we are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Ace is over there. There's Chick McGee at the sports desk. Womaning the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk, it's Jess Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee. Christy's back, I think, on Thursday. She's on a mystery trip. We don't know where she is or what she's doing or who she's with. This is all very... Ace apparently knows, and he's not telling anybody. So we don't know what she's doing. We'll get a full report.
Maybe.
I don't think so, but that'll make her mad when she gets back.
Oh, yeah.
We got that going.
Oh, sure. No, she's already mad.
Okay. We were visiting...
Josh Reynolds here, too.
hey, wow.
If my contract...
Wow.
Could Liam Neeson introduce Josh Arnold?
A man who I would want to get rid of. I'd seen him at the Funny Bone in Toledo, and I had issues. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But let me tell you this. You shouldn't be doing stand-up comedy. If you ever try it again, I will find you. I will hunt you down. I will make you watch tape of yourself. Wow.
Josh is a great stand-up comedian. Were we still on the sports page over there? Anything else going on?
Well, yesterday, the NCAA women's basketball team, they were feted. They celebrated at the White House yesterday with the President Donald Trump and... I'm not sure what they served, but...
Chick-fil-A, I believe, was one of them.
Wait a minute. Hang on. That's right. Fast food on the menu again yesterday. This has become quite...
That's kind of a fun tradition,
tradition, yes.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, they have Whoppers and Big Macs.
Whoppers, which is...
Many, many fries.
My nickname in college.
Oh, is that right?
Whoppers.
That's very nice. Well, there you go.
You know how many fries are in...
Many, many?
Many. Just fry upon fry. A tremendous... Tremendous amount of fries. Remember the fry guys? There was years and years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago, there was a very bad man the Hamburglar.
Sure, yes, yeah.
And the Hamburglar had to be stopped by Mayor McCheese. Now, Mayor McCheese, a tremendous human.
Well.
A tremendous burger human.
Yeah, that's right. I burn a burger human.
And without I've talked to Mayor McCheese. We became good friends, mm-hmm. and we fixed everything. Now, Grimace.
Yes.
Yes.
A giant purple monster who only seemed to drink shakes.
That's right. That's right.
Something I've always wanted to be.
Yes.
They're putting a drive-thru in the White House, which is pretty cool. This actually leads to a story that I think Jess has. Have you guys, do you remember we had the story about the so-called Impossible Whopper? Remember this? Anybody?
Yes, and it was on the way, right?
It was being test marketed, I think, in St. Louis.
Was this essentially veggie Whopper?
It's a vegetarian Whopper. They test marketed the thing, and supposedly it tastes amazing.
Huh.
Have you guys had an Impossible Burger?
No, I've heard that.
I believe it should just be called Impossible Burger.
Although
some people might think the word possum is in there, but Impossible Burger.
Yes. I almost guarantee that's what happened at the meeting.
Yeah.
Some guy said, oh, excuse me, sir.
That sounds too much like possum.
It sounds like
it's
possum.
It's so real, I didn't think it was a vegan/vegetarian burger. And I said, it looks almost bloody when you cut into it.
Oh, yeah. They have that.
Use like beets or something?
Yeah, I don't know what they do, but it is.
Huh.
And it's in the news today. Do you have that story?
I do. Burger King's test of a vegetarian version of its signature Whopper was such a success, the chain is planning to roll so-called Impossible Whopper out nationally this year. Made with a plant-based patty from Impossible Foods, the Impossible Whopper has been tested in St. Louis earlier this month.
Impossible!
They're so good. They really are so good. A spokesperson for Burger King's parent company, Restaurants Brand International, said testing went exceedingly well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, the difference between a vegetable burger and a regular meat burger is felt most prominently post-eating.
Ah, is it?
The flatulence will be somewhat excessive. It's impossible not to stink up your car.
You know, it'd be interesting there, though, that if that does increase the CO2 released into the air, that we're actually saving animals by killing the environment.
Right. Yes, nobody, we're killing less cows.
So are we producing more methane by humans now? But yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
That unintended consequences, my friends. I look out for everybody.
You're a thinker.
I feel bad for some of the vegetarians, though. Because for years they've had this great excuse when they go to Burger King, all they do is have fries. Hey, listen, I can't eat the meat. I'll just give me 40 fries. They got to go, Susie.
Didn't you have a friend who ordered a Whopper one time or tried to?
Absolutely true story.
Yeah.
Now, this was back in the day. I think all of us are old enough we can remember specifically certain fast food campaigns.
Yes.
You just referenced one of them, the whole Hamburglar thing. Do they still do that?
No.
I don't know if the fry guys and them are around.
I don't think they wanted people stealing burgers anymore.
Gotcha.
It seems like that might have been.
Yeah, but I've seen Mayor McCheese.
I can say one thing and everyone will be able to identify it. Where's the beef?
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Probably one of the most famous. And then right now, I would say the most famous fast food commercial, I think, you know, they can't even argue about it, would be Arby's.
We have the meats?
We have the meats. I mean, that thing is everywhere. And so apparently, that's been incredibly successful, I guess, for Arby's. But a friend of mine back in the day, he did the thing where he tucked his arm, his right arm, in so it looked like he didn't have an arm. And then he took the sleeve and folded it over, put the big pin in. You've seen guys that do that have lost their arm for whatever reason. And he walked into McDonald's. I got to get this right. He walked into Burger King.
That's right.
And he said, "I'd like a Big Mac, please." And the woman said, "Well, we don't serve Big Macs here, sir. Would you like a Whopper?" And he said, "No, it takes two hands to handle a Whopper." And he walked out saying, "I'm going to McDonald's." If only this had been back in the day when we had proof of this.
Takes two hands to handle a Whopper.
Because that was their big thing. It takes two hands
if
to handle a Whopper.
If social media had been around then.
Oh, my God. It would have been
viral.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then immediately taken down because he was making fun of somebody without an arm. And he had to apologize for 2 days straight.
Everything would be. Look for
limb
thing coming to a Burger King near you. I guess while we're on the subject, we should stick on our topic of food and go right to the thing I referenced earlier, which is the ice cream that's coming out at Walmart. I think it's being released today. We tried to go get some yesterday. And this references, this is, I guess, food nostalgia, because it goes back to a great show from Nickelodeon. Do you have that one?
Yes. For those of you who prefer edible nostalgia, Walmart will be selling Nickelodeon slime ice cream. And you said this is from Double Dare, right?
Well, the potentially. Slime was a big thing on Double Dare.
Right.
But it started on a Canadian program called You Can't Do That on Television. And then it
which was on Nickelodeon.
Yes. Right. Nickelodeon carried it. And then the other thing
that's going on, if you have anyone who has kids of a certain age, I don't know if your kids are going to be in this, Frank, but this making slime at home thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Huge. My daughter had friends that were into it, and she thought it was beneath her.
Oh, really? We went to a slime birthday party. That's what they did. That was the activity.
How old are the kids? Slime.
10.
That's parents being pretty brilliant, though.
Yeah.
Let's not spend $400 on the bouncy place.
Just went to the house and did that. Yeah.
Frank, we're lucky we have one of the most foremost experts on bounce houses, and or as he would call them, fun huts, in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Griswold.
Well, I bought one. They're not that expensive. You can buy a really nice one.
He owns his very own bounce house, Tom.
Two of them. I got one in the basement.
That makes two of us.
There you go.
They're not that expensive.
No, they're not.
But who would think to buy one?
Because you make it back in a few rentals.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
No, seriously.
You really do. You don't realize how... I think a lot of what you're paying for when you have people that bring them to your house, mm-hmm. that's insurance and stuff for that company.
Yeah.
Because you buy it, but it's nowhere near.
But they're a blast.
You're in it?
I have to clean it up. I got to go in.
Okay.
Do you do flips in it, the whole thing? Do you
cut loose? I'm not an idiot. Why do I have the...
That's where you draw the line of idiocy?
With the backboard. We're getting some jackass out of you. He burst the...
So you just go in there and act like you're walking on the moon? That's the only thing you do? That's kind of boring.
Go in there with a leaf blower.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, in there with a leaf.
Are the kids in there at the time?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that was more to the
fun. Some of the lighter kids, they jump up, you blow them against the wall.
God, that'd be the greatest if they had a leaf blower that was that powerful.
What? Although, I think they are.
A friend of mine works in Chicago with that, what's it called, that parachute simulation place.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
Indoor skydiving?
Oh, yeah. I know a guy that works there, so he's going to set me up.
Those are fun. I've done it. We did it in Vegas. And you do feel like you're flying. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'd love to try that. We're hanging out with comedian Frank Caliendo.
So. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Hey, can I make a quick public service announcement?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
Before I go nuts here at work and never talk to nobody in our break room again.
Okay.
Man, I'm so sick of spoiler alerts and tired of having things spoiled. And spoiling things for other people. Mostly, I'm sick and tired of the phrase spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'm with you, Donnie.
It used to be people couldn't just talk about like money or religion or politics. Now we can't say nothing about Game of Thrones, superhero movies, or Flat Earth. I swear to God. I mean, people want to talk about what they've experienced. It's just natural. Like last weekend, I mentioned a Patty Ferguson in passing. Spoiler alert, I forgot to wear a rubber. She laughed, and she was like, spoiler alert, it's okay, I'm bleeding the brakes. So,
all right. I'm bleeding the brakes.
Dad, you sound a muffler shop. Anyways, we got to come up with some new rules we can all agree on.
I totally agree with you on this, Donnie.
I'll say it like it's like a TV show. People should get 24 hours to watch it. And after that, it's fair game.
I agree.
Movie premieres. How about opening weekend? That's it. Then everybody's free to talk about it all they want. After. If you don't want your experience to get spoiled, then you'd better keep your ass off the internet.
Yeah.
And if you talk about movies and shows before they're on there on purpose trying to spoil it, then you should be forced to drink a gallon of spoilt milk.
Oh.
So curdled it looks like Peter North with bad cholesterol. I swear to God.
I think
we should go back to the not talking about religion, money, politics, and fake moon landing days.
Uh-huh.
And start talking about our favorite movies and TV shows. When I go see a movie, I won't be able to talk about how much I love the over-the-pants action I got in the back row during the trash compactor scene. I swear to God.
Hang up the phone.
Yeah, there's more than one swamp monster. Right,
hang up the phone.
And a free tip from Donnie Baker, if you bore a hole in the side of the bucket, the popcorn trick works on her, too. I got to go.
Okay. That's obscure. Thank you, Donnie, I think. Donnie Baker, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the spoiler alert thing has gotten out of hand. The first one I really remember was, what was that movie called?
The Sixth Sense?
No, the one before that with the woman that was, I don't want to.
The Crying Game.
The Crying Game.
Oh, yeah. Just after an hour, the big reveal.
Yeah, and it was like a big club, though. Everybody said, okay, this is a good movie, but don't talk about it. And that people sort of kept to that.
Yeah.
Jess Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee. Christy's on a mystery trip. We don't know where she is or who she's with. Not sure what's happening.
You guys are in so much trouble.
Yeah, I know.
Unless we're right.
Yeah, unless we're right. How did you guys know? She'll be giggling.
After what happened last week, I highly doubt that's going to be right.
You mean when she pooped herself?
Oh, my God. It just keeps getting worse.
Guzzling Pepto-Bismol?
So yesterday I had someone come up to me and they go, wow, Christy's getting married. He went, no, it was a joke. And so you realize that.
This who happens would believe to me all the time, Tom. All the time. Say, yeah. So what website do you go on to get your whores?
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What bus station do you
these
go to?
These are jokes,
to?
Dad.
Where do you? What bus station do you work at? These are jokes.
Larry, good morning, Larry. Larry is this American hero. He happens to be Josh's dad. Now, let's check in. Anything of interest over there at the news desk? And it's not any news desk. I should point this out, Mr. Kelly. I know it's the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Now, I can't really do a proper introduction. Could we have my favorite, Ted Knight, do the introduction for Jess Hooker, please?
And now, from the prostitution news capital of the world, a lovely lady in every way, every space, S&M, Jess Hooker. Oh, keep doing that. It feels good.
Thanks, Ted. A few hundred people in Poland protested censorship by eating bananas.
How many Polacks does it take to protest a censorship?
Jeez.
It all started with
I don't think Polak is correct, is it?
I don't.
Yeah.
How many HR representatives does it take to get rid of Josh Arnold?
Hopefully the huge-breasted one, you know what I mean?
She is hot.
Yeah.
It all started with a 1973 video called Consumer Art, which shows a woman suggestively eating a banana. It was removed from the National Museum in Warsaw last week after authorities called it improper.
So it only took them 40-plus years. 73 they made it?
It's 1973. Then
film.
Yes. A 2005 video by artist Katarzyna Kozira.
Oh, she's good, yeah.
Yeah, that shows a woman walking two men as though they were dogs was also removed.
Wait a minute.
That sounds familiar.
Isn't that in Spinal Tap? Isn't that when they're doing the album covers? Isn't that one of the ones?
Smell the Glove or something?
Is that, what, am I hallucinating? I think that may be. Anyway, so they're taking these out of the museum. Why?
Just improper is what authorities say. A group of protesters gathered with their fruits outside the gallery on Monday, while others participated in
the Come on, fellas!
They meant them bananas.
Right.
Tomatoes. That's just a great phrasing.
I apologize if I...
Bunch of protesters gathered with their fruits.
We're against it!
By the way, not even what I was thinking, but
did you know that the uncircumcised eat the bananas without peeling them?
Is that right?
I think in Spinal Tap, they're looking at album covers, and there's a woman on a dog leash, and someone's holding a glove to her face, but she's on all fours.
Oh,
boy. Smell the glove.
Yikes.
And the manager goes, you can't do this. It's sexist. And they go, of course it's sexy. He goes, no. Sexist. You don't under.
Yeah. Don't leave. So. Bob and Tom Extra continues in just a minute. Jeez.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.